Time now for a romantic interlude brought to you by the Vulture Central House of Love, our free Valentine's Day voice message board giving lonely listeners the chance to connect with like-minded social inadequates. To leave your own personalised plea for human warmth and comfort, ring 077-666-000-666. Calls charged at £14 a minute at all times. Network charges may apply. Please ask the person paying the bill before dialing. Your statutory rights are affected. May contain traces of nuts.
You have 5 new messages.
Hello? I think you'll find I'm looking for a foxy Linux girl for a mutually fulfilling open source relationship and possibly more. The successful candidate should preferably have a fully functioning set of sexual organs and a beginner's guide to how they work and the complete collector's edition platinum box set of Stargate SG-1. An appreciation of the Umbongo Linux 2.34 kernel is, naturally, obligatory. In return, I'm prepared to split costs on an exciting weekend break to the Linux Developers World of Warcraft chapter meeting in Blackpool. Please submit your CV, open office only please, outlining your programming credentials and favourite Doctor Who episode. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pippa, and I quite desperately need a man willing to fully explore my redefined brand frontage and deliver mission-critical thrust marketing to my hot-end user demographic. I'm 24, Libra, and following recent horizontal realignment of my employment paradigm, realised that the value proposition I represented to my constituents was not potentialising my multiple synergies in a way which best suited my evolutionary potential. Worse still, I'd spent so long in front of a PowerPoint presentation while hoovering Bolivian marching powder that I'd forgotten how to advance a relationship to the penetration testing stage. So, if you're the kind of guy who likes a bit of yin and a bit of yang and wants to worry my whiteboard with your big fat pink felt marker, come fire up some joysticks and let's
Hello there. I'm Professor Pillinger, and I'm looking to permanently dock with a nice country girl who's interested in space and stuff and doesn't mind mucking out, preferably as some sort of a doctorate in aerospace engineering, plus hands-on experience of mechano. Well, my friends say I'm an armless old boy with some eccentric hobbies who occasionally loses things without meaning to. Well, as old Bob the blacksmith jokes, hey, Professor, I saw a beagle lying in a big hole in the Squire's meadow last week. It wasn't yours, was it? Oh, he does make me laugh sometimes. He really does.
What's this? How's this work, eh? Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm Jade, and I'm feeling a bit down because I got myself into a bit of trouble with the TV, and now no one will speak to me. So I wondered if anyone wanted to come round to my place and have a chew on me kebab. Bring your mates if you like, because there's plenty of kebab to go round. No racists, mind. No bleeding racist is getting his laughing gear around my juicy kebab. And no Indians, neither, unless you've got a really big, beefy korma.
Hi, I'm Steve Jobs, and I just call to say that this Valentine's Day, why not consider giving your loved one the ultimate expression of romance, the paradigm-shifting, technology-redefining iPhone. Single? Not to worry. You're never alone with an iPhone. As one fully satisfied fanboy put it,
I just dimmed the lights, stuck Barry White on the CD, and gently caressed my iPhone in one hand while running in single user mode with the other. Like, wow! Thank you, Apple!
End of Valentine's Day messages.